Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. I'm still working out music. I got to have some kind of musical opening. I've been listening to some of my favorite podcasts, and they always have that musical interlude right before, you know, the person starts talking. But, you know, like I said, it's a work in progress, and I've been working on this one for 10 years now. And so, you know, I've not made a lot of progress, but what the heck? That's the goal is to, continuous improvement. I'm a little bit better now than I was 340 plus podcasts ago. So it's all about getting better, all about learning and adapting and trying to evaluate the best way that I can potentially navigate the concept of being a podcaster. Anyway, a couple of three, four things. You know, obviously this is a week and a half after the Roe v. Wade. Very depressing, very sad situation. We're seeing conservative states begin the process of legislating things that once upon a time were probably not even considered. We're still seeing arguments about gun control. That just makes me sad because, you know, I hear the argument, guns don't kill people. That is absolutely a correct argument. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, but the reality is, with a gun, it's a lot easier. If you actually have to think about it, or you know, use a sword to run somebody through, it's a lot different than shooting them with a gun. So, I do understand the right to bear arms, and I don't disagree with that constitutional component. I do, however, think that there should be some legal limits around the what and how of gun ownership. And I'm still trying to figure out why. Some people are saying that they use AR-16s to go hunting. That makes no sense to me. Why would you hunt with a gun that, fires 100 rounds of bullets in a minute? It would seem to me that if you were hunting deer, the deer's not big enough that 100 rounds of ammo striking the deer would leave you enough meat that it was even a viable hunt, right? There's nothing left. Good Lord, if you were hunting squirrels with an AK-47, you know, or an AR-15, there wouldn't be enough squirrel left to eat. And if you're hunting just to blow things up, I mean, that's not hunting. That's not the hunters that I know, and that's not the hunters that I support and the hunters I respect and the hunters whose rights I believe should not be trampled on. That's just killing. You know, and if you look at the FBI serial killer profile, one of the things that they note is that many serial killers early in life exhibit cruelty to animals. I would think shooting a squirrel with an AK-47 is probably cruelty. I doubt the squirrel felt much, but you really just wasted a squirrel. You wasted the life of the squirrel, you wasted the meat and the light, and you just wasted a squirrel. So. Anyway, I always worry because people always argue that it's a constitutional amendment. It really isn't. There are things in the Constitution that allow for various rights and privileges. One of those is the right to have gun ownership. But I do think that most people at this point who own guns would certainly take a step back and would probably not be supporting some of the more extremist views of the process and concepts around gun ownership. The reality of gun ownership is simply that you own a gun. You're responsible for that gun. And that's the thing I think people forget. You can own anything you want to own, but you are responsible for that. So if that gun is discharged in the commission of a crime, it's on you as the owner of the gun, right? If you report it stolen, very fact that you had it meant that it could be stolen, very fact that it was stolen, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it's one of those things that, you know, it's a bad issue, it's a tough issue, and there really is no good side. There's simply two bad sides. You know, one side is seeking to limit, the other side is seeking to, prevent the limit. So it's kind of a hard one. The other thing is, of course, this week we had some very disturbing news in the climate change world where we've now reached a 4 million year high in carbon in the atmosphere. That is very scary simply because we're near the tipping point. At some point, it won't matter what we do. It'll be too late. The change will be irrevocable. So we really need to find out exactly where that irrevocable point is, and we need to act before that point. And I think personally, you know, this is a self-interest, self-driven reality. I think we can all cut 5% out of our carbon outputs fairly quickly. I wrote a letter in my blog to President Biden saying I believe we ought to have a $3,000 tax credit for everybody that can prove they have solar on the roof. I think having solar on your roof is a big deal. The more solar you have, the better off the rest of us will be. So, you know, the more we can reduce by using solar power and wind power wherever possible, I think the better off this nation will be in the long run. Simply because you're not going to be dependent on oil. But more importantly, if we think about what oil does, you know, you got to burn oil. It's really, you know, wasting a lot of the energy. And yeah, solar panels are not efficient. Wind turbines are not efficient. But that energy is renewable. So if you waste 20% of the energy or 40% of the energy, you know, over a time period, say 10 years, you still have that energy available. Whereas with fossil fuel, you know, you waste 30 to 40% of that fossil fuel process to create the energy. That is not renewable. Once that's gone, it is gone forever. And I think that's what people are missing. You know, renewable energy basically means I can use it and then 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 use it. Fossil fuels mean I use it once and it's gone forever. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. I hope you have a great week.